An autobiography of Narad Muni. Narad Muni was once a Gandharva, angel, named Upanbharana, who lived in Gandharva Loka. He was an expert musician and handsome to look at. Naturally, he was also proud of himself. Once, Daksha decided to perform a sacrifice. He arranged a big function. Upanbharana was invited for function and asked to sing devotional songs. But that day, he could not concentrate, as his attention was diverted towards the Apsara, heavenly damsels. Daksha was upset at his behavior. He turned towards Upanbharana and cursed him. "You lecherous Gandharva, let your entire knowledge and spiritual splendor be taken away at once. You don't deserve to live in the heavens. May you be born as a little, despicable human being on earth." Upanbharana came to his senses only after he had heard the dreadful curse. He fell at the feet of Daksha and begged for his forgiveness. Daksha then said, "Do not lament, O Upanbharana. You will be blessed by the company of good men, and they will lead you to the devotional path, and then in the later life, you will be born as a great devotee of Sri Narayan." Narad Muni was now born as a son to a slave woman. His mother worked as maid servant in an ashram. Narad Muni was a little boy then. The rainy seasons arrived. Some sannyasis came to the ashram and stayed there for Chaturmas. They were very learned men and great devotees of Sri Narayan. Every day they recited prayers, performed yajna, sang the glories, worshipped and offered bhoga to Sri Narayan. His mother used to place him in their association and went to do her service. The boy would observe all their actions carefully, and his way of behavior changed. In a very short period of time, he was able to memorize all the mantras, prayers and song. He also learned the procedure for worship. He was gradually getting attracted to the devotional service. The sages began to like him. They would offer him fruit and speak to him with much warmth. He carried out devoutly whatever work they assigned to him. 4 months of Chaturmas flew like a blink of an eye. The rainy seasons came to an end. The sages prepared to leave for another place. The boy felt very sad. He said to the sages, "Please take me along with you. I will assist you in the service of Sri Narayan." The kind sages understood his feelings and consoled him. One sage said, "You are a very small now. Your mother is just holding her breath for you and living for you. So you should take care of her." Another sage said, "Do not worry. Have trust in God. Do not waste your time. Keep chanting the mantra Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya and you will be blessed. At the right time, Sri Narayan will enlighten your path of devotion." Having uttered these benedictions, the sages went away. The departure of the sages made him sad and lonely beyond words. He spent all his time saying prayers and singing devotional songs. Days passed by. One day, his mother died, bitten by a snake. He placed all his trust in God and headed northwards. He had no particular destination. He went on, passing from one village to another, one forest to another. On his way, he passed many hills, rivers, valleys. He came to a beautiful, tranquil, uninhabited place. He took bath and drank the water from a nearby pond. He felt relieved in his body and mind. He sat under a peepal tree, meditating on God and chanting on the mantra given by him by the sages. He sat under a peepal tree, meditating on God and chanting on the mantra given to him by the sages. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Many years passed by. He lived on the fruits and leaves of the forest. His mind was totally immersed. As time passed, he realized that God is present everywhere, in every object, as Paramatma. Trees, animals, birds, hills, mountains, everything which he could see, he felt Sri Narayan in every atom. One day, the boy, who was a now sage, took bath in the river, collected some flowers, fruits and roots, offered it to Sri Narayan. Then he started reciting prayers and went into deep meditation. Suddenly, there was a brilliant flash of divine light. The sage slowly opened his eyes. Behold, what he saw! He never ever dreamt of it. Sri Hari Narayan, all attractive form with his four arms, holding Shankar, conch shell, Sudarshan Chakra, disc, Gada, club, and Padma, lotus. Vaijanti and Tulsi garland around his neck. His chest decorated with a symbol of Sri Lakshmi and Kostubha gem was standing right in front of him. The place was fully fragrant and lighted up with bright light. Everything else looked to him meaningless. He was completely overwhelmed. The minute he thought of paying obeisances to him, Sri Narayan disappeared. Sage looked to his left, to his right, and everywhere, but he could not see him again. He longed to see the divine form of Sri Narayan again, but in vain. He became dejected. Then he heard a divine voice. You will not see me once again in this life. As there are some desires and impurities in your mind as a human being, you have to burn them to ashes with your yogic practice. So just continue. As you have seen me once, your devotion for me will now become more steadfast, especially because you have been blessed by the sages at the ashram and took their remnants. In your next birth, you'll be one of my closest attendants. Sage felt somewhat relieved. After he heard that voice, he felt a surging spirit of renunciation. He continued with his meditation and yogic practice. Slowly, the impurities of the mind was getting cleared. Once, while he was in deep meditation, he felt as if he was touched by a divine light. Immediately, he cast away his body. Then the devastation took place. The sage, along with all the living creatures, became absorbed in the body of the Lord. Sometime after the devastation, new creation began. Out of the navel of Lord Narayan sprouted a lotus from which Brahma emerged. He engaged himself in the work of creation in accordance with the instruction of Sri Narayan. Then Brahma created Marichi, Atri, and other eight Prajapatis. Sage happened to be one of them. He became Narad by the blessings of Sri Narayan. He wandered around the world singing the glory of Sri Narayan, Narad accompanied by his Veena. It has since then aim of Narad Muni to convert people into the part of devotion, bhakti and piety. Through Vedic literature, we come to know that Narad Muni was teacher, guru of great devotees mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavat Puran, guru of Dhruv Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Vyasdev and even Parvati and many more. Devraj Narad Muni ki jai.